More dangerous weather. I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News. Tornadoes have been reported in Texas and Oklahoma and Kansas as well. Severe weather threats continue for millions of people in the Plains states. The National Weather Service has been warning the region could be dealing with hail, damaging winds, and some flooding as well.
We spent most of our afternoon in Minden taking a look at that damage, but we've relocated to Omaha, Nebraska, as storms are moving into that area, so we'll have shelter if needed. But the town of Minden, Iowa, they've been recovering all day after a large tornado spun through the area nearly 24 hours ago. This video shows it after it hit Minden. Terrifying to watch, but people were home sheltering as it passed. Thankfully, no one was killed and only few people injured in that town.
Fox's Brandy Campbell there. Iowa and Nebraska hit by twisters beginning Friday. Several hundred homes and businesses were damaged. No deaths reported. Dangerous weather is expected to continue through the weekend in that area. Saturday Night Live star Colin Jost hosting last night's annual White House Correspondents Association dinner in D.C. Speaking to the audience, which included President Joe Biden, the SNL star dropping zingers about the president and his likely November opponent's legal problems.
Before I begin tonight, can we just acknowledge how refreshing it is to see a president of the United States at an event that doesn't begin with a bailiff saying all rise.
President Biden speaking as well at that dinner, using part of his speech to drop zingers on his likely November opponent.
The 2024 election is in full swing. And yes, age is an issue. I'm a grown man running against a six-year-old.
It's Mr. Biden's third appearance at the dinner. Every president since Calvin Coolidge has appeared at the dinner at least once, except for Donald Trump.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Anti-Israel protests at Columbia University in New York City continue as Jewish students say they feel unsafe.
Four different universities across New York City, protests underway at all of them now into their second week. A big crowd overnight at NYU. The protest there was peaceful. At Columbia, we've really seen the university go back and forth. They called out police once, pulled down the tents. The tents came back, and now they are in negotiations. Administration officials say they will not call in the police a second time. They have, however, barred one student protest leader, Kaimani James, from campus. Social media posts were discovered where James called for the murder of Zionists, saying people were fortunate that he hasn't killed any Zionists yet.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. Protests at other schools across the U.S. being broken up by local police. Some universities threatening to suspend students as well. Folks in Israel, meantime, continuing to demand the safe return of hostages being held by Hamas.
Here in Tel Aviv, they've set up a makeshift Passover table. On one end, it's obviously very clean with crystal clear glasses. But at the other end, it's extremely dirty, topped with old rags and water bottles, symbolizing the suffering of those who still aren't home.
Among the 133 still missing, Israeli-American Hirsch Goldberg Polin. Just this week, Hamas released a hostage video of the 23-year-old, the first time he'd been seen alive since the attack. His parents called it overwhelming, begging leaders at the negotiating table to keep going. Shortly after Hamas released a video of Hirsch, tensions boiled over in Jerusalem, where crowds protested outside the home of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
And that's Fox's Jeff Paul in Tel Aviv. A munitions explosion at a military base in southwestern Cambodia, killing at least 20 soldiers, wounding several others. Nearby homes also damaged by the blast. Cause of the explosion remains unclear. I'm Paul Stevens. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.